You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. After a hiatus due to COVID, the Juno Public Market is back this weekend, and more than 125 vendors are signed up and ready to return to in-person shopping. So joining us now is Peter Metcalf, Juno Public Market organizer. Hi, Peter.
Hi, thank you for having us on the program.
Mm-hmm. And with us also are two of the vendors who will be set up at the market. First is Caitlin Combs, partner with her sister Melissa in 907 Clothing Company of Haines, Alaska. Hi, Caitlin.
Hello, how are you?
Well, thanks. And we also have Rebecca Poulsen, Sitka artist who produces original wood engraved prints, the Outer Coast calendar, and note cards. Hello, Rebecca.
Hi. Hello.
Hi. So thanks everyone so much for being here today. And Peter, let's start with you. Tell me about how Public Market is going to work this year and how did you come to a decision to go back to being live and in person?
Well, we actually had the market sold out months ago, back when it was a declining concern, COVID, and then suddenly we had the peak and we learned we had to check vaccinations at the door in order to have the market. That's CBJ requirement for a large event. We could have had the event if we allowed in 20 people, but that wasn't happening. So anyway, we'll be checking vaccinations at the doors. You know, there's some people who are not happy about that, but fortunately they're in the vast minority. If you come to the public market, it's gonna be the safest shopping in Juneau. I know that much because grocery stores don't require vaccination. So everybody that's shopping in the public market and vendors will be vaccinated and everybody will be wearing a mask. And I've been assured the likelihood of any spread of COVID is really minimal, much less than it would be in any other venue in Juneau. So, and Juneau has very low numbers. We're doing really well. So I'm quite confident. And just to get past the boilerplate, we're opening noon Friday. It'll be from noon to 7 p.m. on Friday and from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. $8 admission. Have your vaccination card ready to show us. It can be on a cell phone. Take an image of it and show us on your cell phone. That's acceptable. So we'll get you in the door as quickly as possible. And then you'll be able to shop with vendors who are coming out from all over Alaska. I've been saying from Dillingham to Billingham and beyond. And most of our out-of-town vendors are actually from Southeast Alaska, like Melissa and Rebecca. And we should probably get off me and get on them. That's a lot more interesting.
Mm. Well, before we do that, I wanted to also ask, how does it feel to be back in the saddle again as organizer of Public Market?
How does it feel? Well, you know, last year we did a virtual public market and that was about as much fun as a Zoom meeting. It's the being up close and it's being socializing that really makes the public market a lot of fun. And we've been doing it since 1983. So it was really a hole in our, it was like somebody telling you you can't do a family reunion, you know, because the vendors have become friends over the years. Many of them have been coming for decades and so it's just really a fun event. And so it's really good to be getting back to it. And hopefully we're approaching a new normal here.
Right. And one other question about the public market. Traditionally, food and sometimes music or entertainment is a part of it as well. Is that going to be the case this time also?
Yes, actually, the food, well, we have fewer vendors. If I may say, I think we have better vendors. There's some four very professional entree type vendors who will be there in the food court. And we have espresso from the Heritage Company or Heritage Coffee and also Copa, Mark Wheeler's ice cream operation. So that's looking good. And then I didn't think we'd have musical entertainment, but that has come to fruition. We have Vox Borealis, which is a choral group, which will be performing on Friday and Saturday. And so will the Juno Cello Choir, which is about, I think there's 10 celloists who are coming to the public market and will entertain us again on Friday and Saturday. So we're getting back to it. You know, it was a real challenge to deal with this a requirement to check vaccinations at the door, but I think we're over that hump, and we really hope people of June will come out and support all these great vendors who are coming to town.
Right. Well, we've covered the boilerplate, and we've covered the entertainment and the food options. So let's turn to what people come to the market for, the goods. Caitlin Combs, let's start with you. You're the co-owner of 907 Clothing Company out of Haines. Tell me a little bit about how you and your sister formed this company.
Hey, about, I guess, 7 years ago almost now, I sold my coffee shop, and I was just a stay-at-home mom looking for something to do where I could be more involved with my kids at the same time. And my sister had always wanted to do a clothing line. She did a vinyl decal before. And so she said, hey, draw some designs. Let's make some t-shirts and see what happens. And so we ordered a whole bunch of samples, did the soft test. If everything felt good, you know, everyone likes to feel everything. Then we started printing, and we started printing from home, similar to what our parents did as we grew up. They were always hand stenciling their designs and printing, and we just kind of watched that happen and thought it was a pretty cool process. So we started with just a few designs, got our name out there, called around to different companies around Southeast Alaska and asked if they would want a sample of one of our sweatshirts and tell us what they think, and it just kind of blossomed from there.
So you designed the...
Interject for a moment. I'm sorry. Melissa was describing to me yesterday about these kind of blankets you do, and that sounded really soft and fun. Why don't you describe that?
The blankets are pretty popular. We just started getting those a couple of years ago, and it's made out of sweatshirt material. So it's like wrapping a giant sweatshirt around you. It's kind of something for everyone. They're neutral colors. And then there's one of our designs on the corner of each blanket. I don't know the exact size, but they stretch, you know, they can be the size of a bed basically. And we take one everywhere. We have one on our boat. We have one at our moose camp. We take it to the beach. My kids steal it from me every chance they get when I'm on the couch. So it's just kind of that perfect gift. You know, if you have a college student going to college, you know, just something, maybe they have too many sweatshirts. Blankets, you can always use another blanket. So
well, what are some of the other items that folks might be most familiar with from 907 Clothing?
Well, we have several designs now. I don't know how many exactly, but one of our most popular is the Chilkoot Bear, and we've put that on several shirts, sweatshirts, kids sweatshirts and t-shirts as well, and we'll have some of those at Public Market. And that design is of a brown bear. And the kind of in the drawing, in the bear itself, is mountain range that overlooks Chilkoot Lake here in Haines. And that's kind of where we have our huge population of brown bears. And it's got the Big Dipper and the moon in there. And that's just been really popular. So we've got that on some really good green sweatshirts at the Public Market. There's some little onesies for anyone expecting babies, sweatshirts, t-shirts, kind of something for everyone. We try and make sure we've got something that will appear to the eye to everyone. So,
do you have a long history of vending at Public Market?
We, I think Melissa and I with 907 have been coming there 5 or 6 years. Our business has started about 7 years ago, so probably 5 or 6 years as 907. I myself have been going probably for closer to 10 years with my mom. She has her booth across from us called Alaska Side, and she does fused glass work. And I started by just kind of selling different crafts that I made. And one year I made extra snugs that were a fleece long sock that had a cuff that would go over when you wear your extra tufts. And I did really well with that. And so that was kind of my first like big year at Public Market, and I was like, man, this is fun, you know, seeing all these people I don't know, just getting to know people. And it's a little bit bigger of a bazaar than what we have in Haines. So I think probably 10 years I've been going.
Oh, that's great, a veteran. So where will your booth be located, and how can we find it? What should we be looking for?
Well, we are always next to the coffee shop because I love my coffee and that's just favorite. So we're right next to them. We've got two booths set up. You know, I'm not there this year, so I don't know for sure how my sister and her daughters will set it up, but we usually have our sign hanging above that says 907 Clothing Co. And yeah, look for the fun t-shirts and sweatshirts hanging up and the pretty ladies, Melissa, Taylor, Ashlyn.
All right. Thanks so much, Caitlin. Rebecca, turning to you now. Rebecca, first I got to ask you to unmute. And then also I wanted to ask if you would please tell me a little bit about yourself and your artwork.
Well, I'm in Sitka and I do printmaking. I'm actually printing right now. They're wood engravings. So it's a kind of woodcut.
Yeah. I know that folks can't see you, but while we've been talking to Peter and Caitlin, I've been watching you. You look like you're in your studio. You're all bundled up. You've got your apron on, and you're keeping busy working while we've been chatting. So what are you working on at the moment?
I'm printing a few more like a wood engraving, and then I'll just print, you know, like 10 or 20 or 40 or 50 prints at a time. I don't print the whole edition. So I'm just printing more of a, it's an image of a fishing boat in some big waves on the other side of Mount Edgecombe.
And what are some of the most popular items that you tend to sell during public market?
It seems like it's really split between note cards and art. I have it framed and I can actually frame stuff there. And then a calendar. I've been publishing a calendar for years and years. And this year, the theme is Sweet Old World.
Say more about the... Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's... I think it's really beautiful, and it's printed there at Alaska Litho. And all my note cards are, too, so everything is actually made in Alaska. Which is it's kind of unusual because it does, you know, like cost more, but it feels really good.
People know you from, I think it's called the Outer Coast Calendar. So can you say more about that?
So it's a calendar. It's mostly watercolors. And then I also have wood engravings. And this one, I also have a scratch board drawing. And then poetry. And then this one, it's always like a really loose theme. But this one is, I have a Juno poet, Ishmael Hope, is one of my poets. And then I've been featuring the work of Caroline Goodwin, she's now in California, but Alaskan poets and then dead poets. And, but just kind of around that theme of, how much there is to live for.
How important is public?
Because it's kind of inspired by just how hard it is on our kids right now. And it's just like, you just hear about how, everything being like tough and global warming and everything. And there's a lot to be thankful for, and to enjoy and to love each other.
How important is...
Speaking of not how we ramble on, but anyway, so sorry about that. Well, you can buy my calendar.
How important is public market to artists like yourself?
It's pretty big. Yeah, because, in 2020, my big project was, building a website. Because it is, that's where I sell most of my, I sell some stuff at the stores. But a lot of it is, holiday, and there's usually a couple craft shows in Sitka, but those are all, nothing's happening in Sitka, except some like pop-up things, but yeah, I know that's really important. And I always, I'm a rambler honor, and I always have great conversations, yeah, folks that I know, folks that I'm just meeting, you know, about all kinds of things. Yeah.
That's great.
But yeah, and it's really to like meet face to face, like somebody who's like buying the art, you know, because it connects with them somehow. And yeah, there's no substitute. Yeah.
And where will your booth be located?
It's pretty much in the middle. There's sort of a, you know, like almost like a, you know, like a four-way or way on the corner. And in the past, there's been a whole bunch of people. So it's, yeah. Like right in that area.
Well, thanks so much, Rebecca, and also Caitlin, for sharing a little bit about your artwork and giving us a preview of what we can look for when we go shopping at Public Market starting this Friday. Peter, back to you. Is there anything you want to say as part of wrap-up of this interview here? Anything else that we forgot to mention?
I just got some good ideas. I think I'm going to look at those blankets that Melissa at 907 Clothing, Caitlin's sister, will be selling, and I always pick up a bundle of greeting cards from Rebecca Polson, and her booth is a corner booth, and you'll see it just as you begin to turn left to go to the food court in the main lobby of Centennial Hall, or rather I should say the main room, Sheffield Ballroom, and so we hope everybody will come down. We will be checking for vaccination. Your cell phone image will work for that, and we'll be open at noon Friday.
That's great. And one last question about tickets. Do we buy them at the door? Do we buy them in advance? Is it cash only? Can you take cards?
No, it's pretty much cash at the door. We'll have an admissions table, and we've been working through this trying to fine-tune it so that we don't hang people up trying to get in the door because of the vaccination cards. But I think we have it worked out, and we'll get you in really quickly.
All right. Peter, Caitlin, Rebecca, thanks so much. Have the best time at Public Market this weekend. Thanks again for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.